It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and a great joy and privilege being here with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful message of God's love, that God does love you, and He proved His love for you by giving His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and shed His blood so that you might have everlasting life if you receive Him as personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 5 today. That's Hebrews chapter 5. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us today is called The Book.
Lord, I thank You for the book. The master plan revealed to man, written with the hands of inspiration. When question drives, to Revelation, anywhere I look, every phrase leads me straight to Jesus. Lord, I thank You for the book. For the world.
the book, the book of books. In Psalm chapter 12, verse number 6, we find the psalmist saying, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." When we talk about the Bible, there are two things that are true according to Psalms 12, 6 and 7. One, God's Word is pure. Everything in God's Word is accurate. It is inerrant. It is without mistake. God's Word is pure. But in verse number 7, we find that God's Word is preserved. It would be terrible to know that God's Word is forever settled in heaven, as the Bible says, but it's not preserved on earth. What good would it do mankind if it was preserved in heaven, but not preserved on earth? Yes, God's Word is pure, and God's Word is preserved. And Jesus, as he's speaking in John chapter number 17, says in verse number 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Have you ever heard someone ask the question, "What is truth?" Well, Jesus had answered that question 2,000 years ago. God's word is truth. We have the truth in God's word. It is a pure truth. It is a preserved truth. We can be blessed by it, and we can be convicted by it. Now, my friend, if you have not received this gift of salvation that God offers through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone sit down with you, either in person or on the phone, and share with you what the Bible says about how you can accept Christ as your personal Savior, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also would like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. This morning we start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And let me share with you something else. On Thursday evening, between 6 and 8:30, we will have our fellowship hall open and the lights on. We have treats for you, and also we'd like to give you a New Testament for stopping by at Tabernacle Baptist Church in our fellowship hall, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane. That's this Thursday, from 6 o'clock to 8:30, stop by our fellowship hall, get some treats, pick up a New Testament, and we'll also give you a tract that will tell you how you can accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a website. If you'll type in www.MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com, all one word. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll also find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will find written material that will share with you the wonderful message of the Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation according to what the Bible teaches. And also you'll find written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And we also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, that will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of the second song is "I Know My Name Is There."
My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. I know. My name once stood with sinners lost and bore a painful record. But by his blood the Savior crossed and placed it on his roll. And cast a shadow o'er my title, but now with full salvation's blessed, praise God, it's ever clear.
The truth of the promise of God is found in 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. But we also find the instructions for this promise given in Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 1:12 says, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The promise of God is sure, and we can know that salvation is eternal by the very words Jesus said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my friend, we can know. Listen to this last song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this last song is Why Should I Worry?
They felt they would die. They failed to remember the Master was nigh. Then he spoke the words, and the winds all stood still. Even the waters obeyed his will. He calmed their storms just like he will buy. Just remember, he lives deep. should I fear?
When this very same Jesus, He is always so near.
He lives in my heart, and hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by.
I'll call on His name till the storm passes.
In Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. We are not called to fear. We are called to peace, and we are called to do the will of God. We are called to find comfort in what God has done for us through salvation. In Hebrews chapter number 5, starting with verse number 5, I'd like to read this section about the Lord Jesus Christ. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong cryings and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus became the great high priest after the order of Melchizedek, not after the order of Aaron, that was the Old Testament, but after the order of Melchizedek. And as Melchizedek came on the scene, ministered, and stepped off the scene again, so Jesus stepped on the scene, being born of a virgin, ministered to mankind through his sinless life and miracles that he did, died on the cross to buy salvation for all mankind, rose from the grave after 3 days, and then ascended up to heaven to sit at the right hand of the throne of God and to intercede for us. But in verse number 11, the author of Hebrews says, Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The writer of Hebrews tells these Hebrew Christians that when they should be teaching, they need to be taught again because they have not exercised their faith to grow. It is not only the knowledge of the Word of God, but it is placing that knowledge into practice in everyday life to exercise faith by living for the Lord. Here were these Christians who should have been teaching and should have been examples, but they were not examples because they had not been exercised in the faith. Saved, yes. Growing in the Lord, no. And the writer here says, someone needs to sit down with you so that you can grow in the Lord. If you're only skillful in milk, you are unprepared to teach others. It is Paul that said in Galatians 6, Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Paul declared that there were people who needed help, but not everyone could help them. There needed to be those that were strong to help the weak, and those that were of full age and mature, so that they could reach down to help those that needed restoration, to help them back into a relationship with their Savior. Here in Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 14, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Many times the immature Christian cannot discern what is right and wrong, to follow after the right and to shun that which is wrong. Many times temptation clouds the judgment of the immature Christian, the Christian who needs to grow. Continuing in chapter 6, verse number 1, the writer says, "Therefore." So as we go back to read verse number 11, 12, 13, and 14, and we find out that these that should have been teachers were babes in Christ. They were immature. They needed to grow so that they could be strong to help others. The writer says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of doctrines of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit." Now, what he's telling us in these two verses is there needs to be growth. We do not need to revisit those things of salvation. We can go on to grow in the Lord. There are things that are taken care of during salvation that we don't have to worry about, because it is God that gives it to us through the working of the Holy Spirit and the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not have to worry about these things of salvation, because once we are saved, that's settled, and nothing can undo that salvation. But we are expected to grow from that point. A baby goes through the process of being birthed one time. But after that birth, that baby is expected to grow and to develop. That baby needs to grow to maturity, or as the writer here says, perfection. That person grows to be everything that he is meant to be. A baby does not have full control of his arms and legs. He does not have full control being able to walk or to handle things. In fact, there has to be the coordination that's developed over time. When the baby grows to the place where, as a young man or a young lady, he has matured or she has matured to be able to walk and to run and to handle things and to be skilled enough to be able to work with the hands, that is the place of perfection, growing to the place that they were designed to be. Babies weren't designed to stay babies. They were meant to grow. And a baby normally will grow into a young man or young lady, and they can experience through maturing what they have been designed to do and what they are designed to be. When we see Christians that are staying babes in Christ, that's not what God has designed the Christian to be. There should be the rebirth, that salvation where we are birthed into the family of God. But there ought to be that growth as well, that growth that will bring us to a place of maturity where we can be strong and where we can digest the meat of God's Word, those things that are hard for a babe in Christ to swallow, having to do with suffering and service, having to do with faithfulness to God. So then, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God, of the doctrines of baptism and laying on of hands, and of resurrection of dead and the eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Yes, my friend, God wants you to grow. If you know the Lord as Savior, He wants you to leave that place of being a babe in Christ, growing in the Lord, to serving the Lord, to being consistent in your testimony and faithful in your life for the Lord. My friend, if you are not what you ought to be in the Lord because you have not grown as you ought to, God has given in His Word everything that you need so that you can grow in grace and grow in strength, so that you can be one that can not only bear your own burdens, but also can bear the burdens of others because you've matured, you've been strengthened in God's Word. My friend, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Christ waits to save you. His salvation is a gift. And if you are convicted of your sins, please turn to the Lord, confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save you. He will save you if you will but ask Him. And if I can help, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."